And times change, and our population changes, our mode of life changes, and I think your Supreme Court should be able to accommodate those changes. I don't mean suddenly, but to consider them. And the things that you discussed, more litigious society, that's true. Procedural laws are sometimes undertaken by the legislature. It's sort of an encroachment on the judiciary's function. And sometimes they cause appellate review, but that is to be expected. Certainly we're not 100 years ago in 1890. We're in 1990. And when we had our first Supreme Court, the circuit judges, there was only three in all of the state of Michigan, sat as a Supreme Court also. And you read some of those early cases, they were discussing who owned a sandy pig that was running loose. And that was a major concern, apparently. Our concerns are much greater, and particularly with their automobile negligence litigation that is constantly increasing as more automobiles are produced and more people become drivers and travel the highways. This is an area of the law that has developed more or less takes up about 40% of the docket, to my knowledge. But I think when we get into comparative negligence, we have had experience with the form of justice where if you showed any sort of negligence on the part of the plaintiff, he could not recover. I think comparative negligence is a much fairer doctrine to apply. And, of course, that was done during my term on the Supreme Court also.
Yeah, it was Plasek, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Versus Sterling.
I can't call the names.
Yeah. What would you say of this, though? The fact that when the Court of Appeals was instituted in Michigan in the 60s, it was determined that 9 judges were necessary. Now we've got 24. I've heard it said they're going to be at 45 here in a couple of years. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know absolutely the figures you're discussing, but I think that in the beginning, if I understand what was happening, and this is all by hearsay, that in order to get it passed, it had to be started out small. And the salaries depressed so that every circuit judge in the state wouldn't run for the job. So these things were accomplished, and then the expansion began. So you can probably say it was sort of a empire building process that was going on.
You are demonstrating your legislative wisdom.
No. I think we keep in mind the personalities that were involved in the establishment of that court, notably one T. John Wozinski, who will, I think, verify or corroborate what I have just implied, that they weren't anxious to have a big court or a big salary at the time. They wanted to establish it first.
Oh, this is wisdom for the ages. A lot of people don't understand things like that. Any more than they understand how we're repairing the budget deficit.
Or how about raising the salary of the Attorney General and the Secretary of State that everybody in the state will get a raise?
Is that thing flickering?
That's not flickering that I can see.
Okay. I'm nervous in the service.
Yes, I can understand that.
Let's see, where are we? I've been sort of jogging you here, punching you, pressing you.
Most helpful.
Is it? Well, thank you.
Well, as I explained to you, it's been 15 years since I served on the Supreme Court, and my life has been very active during those 15 years, and I have not given thought to some of these matters until you bring them to my attention, which I appreciate.